Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Roth.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
We are like beyond delighted, and as November is really heating up, and how did we wind up at this moment already? It's November 12th. Today, we're going to be claiming clarity. Now, believe it or not, guys, there are three simple steps to claiming your clarity. We are going to give those all to you today. You want to stay through the whole program because there is so much to share. But take a moment right now and imagine. Imagine if every question, every decision, and every step, every single one that was in front of you had an absolute clear answer. Imagine how amazing your life will be when you step forward and through that with that kind of clarity. I'm excited about the show. Plus, let's not forget, Shri, that here we are in November, and because the whole month is about clarity, for all of our soul readings, we're also using the cards of clarity.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that's important to remember is that we are constantly in flow. There is an energy around us, there is an energy within us. And when we begin to fixate on a particular point of view, when we begin to fixate on a particular emotion or a particular notion, notions and emotions, oh my. When we do that, what happens is we start to anchor in the illusion, because truly our truth is beyond the physical world. Our truth is beyond the emotional context. Our truth is beyond mental beliefs. Yet when we play in the realms of mental and emotion and physical, we get to have delightful experiences until we start fixating.
Yep, and very important.
Then we start anchoring our consciousness in the illusion.
Well, and when we do that, Shri, this is such a power. We have so much to share today, guys. That's why we're jumping right in. When we do that, we bring in the doubt. That's how the doubt shows up.
Because doubt occurs when we have been distracted by the illusion.
Absolutely. Now, I got to stop, because speaking of distraction, and it is by no means a distraction, it's a reminder. Remember, you can call in. We are live. If you want to get into the queue, here is the number, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. If you'd like a mini soul reading, if you'd like to ask us a question or have something to share on the topic, please get into the queue. And if you call and you get a busy signal, it just means all our lines are full. But hold on to that number, because it will be your chance to call in once we start speaking to people. Now, I also want to share, Shri, that remember, guys, you can also send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's guest from Shri and Kira Radio .com. Excuse me, guys. And we have a couple of those we're going to be sharing today as well.
Absolutely. So today we want to embrace clarity. We want to acknowledge our own capacity to be clear. And sometimes when we start doubting, am I clear? Doubt is an endless rabbit hole of distraction, delusion, and you could even say dementia.
I love that word. That's a perfect word, because in many ways it's dimensional dementia, is it not?
It is.
The doubt only can come in when we start believing the illusion is real.
And so we talked a little bit, I think, last week about the idea that the clarity is interrupted when we have conflicting impulses, conflicting beliefs. Now we're going to give you a little more clarity around that. It's when we believe in the illusion that we lose our divine clarity. Believing in the illusion means that we've become worldly rather than divine. And all truth that is persistent, all truth that is worth remembering, is outside of the density paradigm.
That is so true. Now, take that in, guys. You're saying, gosh, you know, Sri and Kira, you guys are just hitting us today. They're bringing so much in so fast, and today's about clarity, and yet we're talking about if your truth is outside. You know, let's talk about that.
Well, yes, because we all start off within density. We start, you know, we take a birth, we have a body, we have a childhood, we have a religion, a culture, a family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Think of all those impressions. Those are the worldly impressions, and for those that choose to live in density, for the duration of their lifetime on Earth, that's all you need.
Right. That's enough.
You'll learn lessons about emotions. You'll learn lessons about bodies. You'll have lots of experiences. Now, when we begin to awaken to the fact that there is a greater truth, there is energy and spirituality beyond the terra firma, so to speak, that's when we are at the gateway to our divine recognition, and that the awakening process is underway. Now, when that awakening process is underway, all of a sudden there's two paradigms. You have this spiritual, this etheric paradigm. You have this cosmic paradigm overlapping with your history. And golly crumb cakes, that's that's when we have this refined energy overlapping with the distortions of Earth School, that you have to be careful where you place your gaze.
Oh, you know, Sri, let's talk about that, because this is really, you know, I think what we're doing here, guys, is helping us all to really take a deeper look at how do we lose our clarity to begin with? I mean, how do we find ourselves suddenly wondering, is what I'm thinking right? Is my question even the right question? How am I going to get an answer I trust? I mean, how do we get to that point to even begin with?
Even when you're within density, even if you are rather working within very limited belief systems, if you implicitly trust your belief system, you'll feel clear.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, the magic word here is not that you have the correct belief. It's that you have trust. That's the lesson that density can give you. When you trust fully, miracles happen. When you trust fully, there's a sense of clarity and calmness.
And everybody's sitting there screaming, but how do I trust, right? Especially when we live, let's face it, we all live in a world that wants to, that I'm going to use the word conspires, all right, guys? We live in a world that actually conspires to keep us in self-doubt, that wants us to be afraid, that wants us to judge each other, that wants us to be as far away from our divine sense as possible, because that's how we can be controlled. And so the reality is that how do we break through from this doubt? How do we move forward into this trust without doubting ourselves, right? You know, you jump into trust, you jump back out, or you jump into trust and somebody around you says no, 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 and then you start doubting again. So this is a big show, guys, because as you can see, what Sri and I are kind of volleying with right now is to help you recognize that we can't even begin the three steps, and we're going to give you all three steps. I promise you that. We are going to give you all three steps today. However, for the steps to work, right, because isn't that the magic? You do something or you apply something and go, why didn't it work? Well, it's because that doubt energy will always be a fog in front of your clarity. Don't you think, Sri?
Absolutely, because doubt is grounded in the fear of being disconnected.
Exactly. Love that.
And so, yes, we know these things. You know, we're talking with broad strokes, yet it's the broad strokes that are universal. Mm-hmm. You know, each of us has particular situations. We might have a particularly challenging decision ahead, or we might be feeling called to move or divorce or shift careers. And these things can be very disturbing because we have a pattern in place, and yet the energy of our intuition or the nudge we're receiving is different than the momentum we had already started. Well, have a little mercy on yourselves. That's called growth. When we grow, we must necessarily dissolve that which has been before. Now, it doesn't mean it's forgotten or eliminated. It means the grip of it is dissolved.
Ooh, love that. And then it's really about jumping into the ecstatic dance of saying yes to who you really are. You know, how often do we really self-sabotage ourselves by forgetting that we have these amazing moments of waking up, right? So you've woken up, you feel great, and then you have a challenge finding support. Because let's face it, when you wake up, it's usually the first moment when you wake up is normally about finding others who can share where you're at. And a lot of times it's not who you've been living with or who you're around. And so there can be this moment of doubt that comes back in.
So the moment of doubt is useful as soon as you recognize it, because it's a call to trust your divinity. It's a call to recommit to the essential trust that your soul knows the way.
Oh, I love to say that again.
Recommit to the trust that your soul knows the way.
Because it does.
It's only the earthy mind. It's only the little personality self, the small self, that all of a sudden goes, oh, wait a minute, I don't have a roadmap. Yeah, you don't have a roadmap because you're not made of the cosmic stuff of your soul. You're made of the worldly stuff of density.
Well, I want to clear that up. Being made means your body, not the you that you are.
Absolutely.
So it's only the body. Remember, premise one, right? And chances are you're already so clear on this because you're listening to this show, right? Premise one, I am not my body. My body is a blessing. Sri and I joke about it, call it a protoplasmic jumpsuit. You know, it's the gift of that houses our soul. And the blessing of the yoga of self-ascension. And if you have not learned about the yoga of self-ascension, go to sriandkira.com and start the 12 lessons of light today. Download the free book right on the homepage. Just get it all. And the key is that when we dive into the yoga of self-ascension, what happens is that we wake up to our ascended presence while we are still in a body, thereby calling forward our soul to lead the way, thereby igniting stunning clarity, serendipities, synchronicities. But the key, my angels, is this: nobody can do this for you. You have to take the steps. You have to do it yourself. And that's where it begins. Are you committed to truly living an awakened presence? Because if you are, I can share with you that once you get on the other side, as you mentioned earlier, Sri, miracles just abound.
Miracles abound. And, you know, so often we get a little bit lost in the busyness of our lives.
Yeah.
Now, the busyness of our lives, I'm using that with a smile, that phrase with a smile, because the busyness of our lives can be our commitment to a set of beliefs.
Absolutely.
It can be a commitment to a career path,
yep,
or a relationship path, a spiritual path. Anyway, the key here is that as we awaken, we learn to trust that which has previously been dismissed.
Mm.
And that's the energy of your soul's wisdom.
Yeah.
And we make greater and ever widening space in our ordinary lives for the soul energy to come forward. So we get the joy of being awake to our greater truth while having the experience of individuation of here on earth.
How fun is that?
So, you know, many people, they study past life regression and slipping behind the veil. And the old paradigm of New Age spirituality was, well, yeah, after you die, you have a moment of reflection and then you pick the lessons for the next birth. How about we not wait?
Well, exactly, because that's how, now this is a really powerful, this is a whole other show, but let's just offer this caveat. What if you can actually be awake to all of the lessons while you're still in form, and not only harvest the blessing of those lessons, but begin to live your life in full wisdom of them? That's the gift of the yoga of self-ascension. And it also offers you the opportunity to let go of all bonds, so to speak, that would bind you from expanding your soul's journey. And that's pretty exciting stuff.
It's absolutely exciting stuff. And back to one caveat, have mercy on yourself.
Underline capital letters.
Yes, take a deep breath. Let a smile come to your face and realize, you know, I'm doing the best I can right now.
And if you weren't, you would do better.
And that I have my lifetime to continue to unwind all of the delusions. Mm-hmm. You can break through in an instant. You can break through over time. It doesn't matter. You're going to go where you're meant to go.
Absolutely.
And so as we trust ourselves, as we trust our divine nature, life becomes ever more joyful.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sri, while you were doing that, I was, you know, talking about clarity, and this is the month of clarity, and hopefully you guys have checked in with our monthly revelations energy energy forecast predictions. If not, make sure you go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and check it out. Now, if you've not checked it out soon, or check it out again if you saw it early in the month, because this week, later this week, Sri and I are actually releasing a second video. So you want to make sure you're in touch with that first one. So in harmony with this clarity, and remember, it was clarity or what? Confusion. This is the month of November. As Sri was sharing, I was clearly guided, because you guys know we're using the cards of clarity with all of our readings, and we have a full bank of people waiting to speak to, and we're going to get right to you shortly. But I asked, okay, what does everyone need to know?
Yes.
And what was so fascinating, Sri, was that the cards of clarity came up from the same suit. You know, the cards of clarity is a set of cards that has many different suits of cards, and each one has very beautiful meanings. And both of them came out from the self-ascension. Here we are talking about yoga self-ascension.
Right.
They both came out from the self-ascension suit, and it came out as the root chakra and the heart chakra. And I think that's really powerful, guys, because as we go into this week, so every week in November, we'll be opening up with what are the cards of clarity saying about the week. Now, if they're saying it's about the root chakra and the heart chakra, and we're talking about clarity or confusion, then what that means is get clear that you are supported and move forward from the heart and watch yourself flourish. Or it means you're going to be terrified about your safety and feel that your heart is being pulled, and it will bring you into confusion.
Well, I want to offer another way of understanding that.
Absolutely.
The root chakra, when it's unbalanced, fear has invaded your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And so the antidote to that is your heart.
Absolutely.
To love yourself.
Yeah.
To love yourself so fully that you say, I love myself even with this fear. I accept myself even with this doubt. And that loving energy will then start to dissolve the doubt and fear and bring that love into the root.
Absolutely. Well, that's when the heart chakra will actually override the doubt and fear and invite the trust.
Yeah.
You can actually enter the trust state while carrying some doubt and fear.
Absolutely. Because you're having this human experience, you're multitasking from levels of consciousness.
That's a nice way to put it.
So, of course, and as I opened the show, it's when we get fixated on a certain aspect of the illusion that this doubt and fear can really enter in.
Yeah.
And so remember that we are all needing to command the light. We're all needing to love ourselves into wholeness.
Absolutely.
Hand on heart, woo! Smile.
Take in that deep breath. Ave. Yeah, really relax into that. Well, you know, as we're getting ready to go to callers, and remember, guys, you got to stay through the whole show. We have all these steps to share with you as well. I wanted to open up, Sri, with a lovely email we received. I'm just going to say it's from C. I'm not sure if she wanted me to say her name or not, so I'm just going to say it's from C. And I love her subject line. It says, the shadow, synchronicities, and commanding the light.
Right.
And how powerful is that? And it was really quite a wonderful sharing, and so we thought it would really be good for everyone to hear it.
Okay, it goes like this. Dear Sri and Kira, I just wanted to share a dream I had last week. I was going to share this at the Miracle Team meeting, but I didn't get through. And what a powerful meeting that it was. In the dream, I went into my kitchen and I was frozen in fear by a swirling dark energy about 6 feet in front of me. I tried to call on the masters, but I could not speak. Then I raised my arm as in the container practice to call in the light. I started walking towards this dark energy, commanding the light, and it evaporated into the light.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! We're going to talk about this in a minute.
The next morning, I opened up Lesson 11 for the first time and began reading the opening quote from Zadkiel. It goes like this. It is the door of the shadow that has opened. It is time to understand the shadow. Isn't this spiritual journey endlessly fascinating with all the signposts along the way? Much love and gratitude.
Well, thank you, C. Thank you for this wonderful email. And as all of you already know, the reason we shared it with you is one gift that she has brought into her life is, well, many gifts, but is the fact that she said, yes, I am going to remember myself as a soul-based master, and I'm going to use the tools that I brought into my life. And so first thing, guys, container practice. Remember, if you are not using these practices, they are all free. They are all on our website. They're fully described. Go to shreeandkira.com, click on Yoga of Self-Ascension, and there's a huge list of practices. Learn them all, share them, teach others. But the key is you always want to prepare for these moments. And if you prepare for these moments, when they happen, you basically move through them as beautifully as she did.
And the preparation is your capacity to cultivate the state of beingness, to cultivate the I am, to cultivate the trust.
Yeah.
Because what I love in this sharing is there was this terrifying, dark, swirling energy.
Right.
And rather than screaming and running the other way, and believe me, I've done that in many dreams, she stood and looked at it
and met it. Yeah.
That's the key for healing anything.
Commanding the light and remembering that you are the master who can command that. You know, one of the things to remember, my angels, is that where there is empowered love, nothing dark can enter. Nothing. And we're going to be talking a lot more about that in the second half of the show and as we go through all of these three steps. Now, the other thing I want to share is that I do agree with her that our Miracle Team ceremony this past Saturday was beyond phenomenal. And guys, we can't stress it enough. You know, are you worth $2 a week? I suspect you are. You're worth a lot more. Go to shreeandkira.com and learn about the Miracle Team. You know, all of us get the blessing of being together in spiritual community. And that's what we do every week here on the show. And we are so grateful. We look forward to this time with you every week. And imagine getting that support every day of every week. And you know, every Monday we send out a special e-card to all of our Miracle Team members with additional revelations and beautiful messages that come through. There is the healing light. And whether you're a Miracle Team member or not, guys, remember the healing light at selfascension.com. Again, I want to say that, the healing light at selfascension.com. Do you have a prayer, a petition, something that you just want to say to the universe? Send it to the healing light. It is a confidential source where we take all of those beautiful messages that come in every month, and we put all of this miracle energy around them during our Miracle Team ceremonies, and the amazing amount of miracles that are manifesting is off the charts.
We help amplify your sacred intent. And I'll tell you this, when we are able to, with clarity, put forward a sacred intention and allow others to bless us with mm-hmm. their love for our sacred intention, it will carry you through doubt.
Absolutely.
It will carry you through the speed bumps of life and onward toward full manifestation.
Mm-hmm. In every way. Now, speaking of full manifestation, Sri, we have all these amazing people.
Let's say hi to folks.
Be clear that we are enjoying speaking with all of them. And let's go ahead and just start right here at line one. Namaste. Welcome.
This is Yvonne.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Yvonne.
Well, thank you, and namaste, and I love your show. I love your program. You've changed my whole life. Absolutely love it. However, talking about the shadow, I feel that there is something, like I practice and I embrace all of the teachings, and I dedicate myself to the teaching, but I just feel that there's something that is holding me back and I can't seem to break through. And I'm just, I would love to have a mini soul reading to see if you can spot something.
Well, I really am honored, and thank you. Thank you so much. And first and foremost, I want you to bring a hand to your heart. And, you know, Sri and I are sitting here smiling at each other the whole time you were talking. And it was funny because even before I pulled your card of clarity, the Archangel Duma showed up and is still around you right now. And that was the card of clarity that came out, which is just blowing our mind. And the reason we're smiling is that when we have this little, what you're really saying is, I'm not quite sure, I've got this little doubt inside of me and I just want to make sure I'm right. That's the seed of the mastery. And here's what Duma is having to say to you today, that it's now time for you to go deeper into silence. In other words, take this into the silence in whatever way you want to, even if you take it into your dream state at night, even if before you go to bed, you carry that energy of, you know, I want to carry the sacred intention, but take it into the silence and then They're saying that all the answers are yours now, and that it is your time to really claim this, and that through this, there's also a lesson of non-interference, meaning that you will learn that that we each have revealed to us, as we are ready to receive the greater gift of all of our wisdom. And you are at a moment where they're saying you are opening the seal to the greater wisdom. And so I really just want to encourage you. And they're saying that breathe fully every morning, breathe fully all day long, and invite silence into every action. You know, invite it into every moment. And I absolutely know without doubt that clarity is staring at you right now. And there's even a greater blessing when it comes forward before us from our own center. And so I'm very grateful that you got through today, Yvonne. And it's always an honor to chat with you, my angel.
Well, thank you. And that is so perfect. I needed to hear that. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste, my angel. Namaste. Many blessings. You know, Sri, you got to love that every caller, and this happens every week. I mean, how blessed are we as a community that we come together with such love in our hearts and such openness that every caller is really offering a gift for another caller and a gift for all of us. I know I'm always feeling more illuminated after every one of these experiences.
Absolutely, because it's a chance and an opportunity to touch into divine presence.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so why don't we move right on?
We're gonna head to line three, and we'll say hi to Courtney from Maui.
Namaste, Courtney, first time. Welcome to the show.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully.
Yay, thank you for taking my call. I just want to say thank you for the tools you've shared. They really help support me. I've chosen a life of teaching middle school upcountry, and I'm mastering the light in a very dense situation, and I'm extremely honored. So I'm calling, I guess, for a mini reading. There's not much I need in this moment. I just have a lot of gratitude for everything. So if there's some information you want to share, I'm open to that.
Well, first and foremost, I just want to say I love connecting with your amazing beingness. What an incredible energy you are. Thank you for being on the planet, my angel, truly. And yeah, it's beautiful. You know, right before you got on the line, Archangel Michael showed up, just huge. And what was fascinating is that he was standing right next to the Divine Galactic Blueprint. Now, if you don't know about the Divine Galactic Blueprint, go to our website, treehero.com, and learn about it, because the Divine Galactic Blueprint is our ascended chakra system. And our ascended chakras open when we ignite at our heart and we're ready to do more. And so what I keep hearing over and over again is that there is a transformative energy around you in this moment, and you're resonating really strongly, by the way, with the number four, and that this transformative energy is expanding like a diamond shape, and I think that's the four corners, you know, which could be the four directions, it can be so many different things, and they're saying that this is transcending everything, and that as you step into this transformation, you're going to absolutely really anchor the fact that everything is in divine order. However, what's really fascinating is that you're in the middle of a unification. It's freeing yourself from entanglements of past lives, past karmas, limiting belief systems, and then bringing all of that freed energy to everything you do without any fear and any doubt. And they're saying the greatest gift in this moment you can give yourself is to trust yourself. And I'm giggling because that's what we've been saying in this show. And so I love that you got through today, and make sure you stay for the second half. And we love you, dear one. Many blessings.
Mahalo nui. Thank you.
Thank you, my angel. Namaste.
Well, many blessings. Yeah. Many blessings indeed. You know, beloved ones, it's important to listen with your ears and your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Oftentimes, the words that are spoken, whether it's in a mini soul reading or other information that we might be sharing, oftentimes the words that are spoken help shift frozen patterns in your mind, which offer space for truth to be recognized. However, more importantly, when we listen with our hearts, we anchor a state of beingness that is in divine connection.
Well, I'm smiling, Sri, because as we get ready to head into a quick break, I thought, okay, let me just pull a card of clarity for what the energy is that's coming through our community, our unified community today. And guys, you've got to love it. It was Benevolent Ones, number 12 in that suit, oneness. And you just got to love that, because of course it is about oneness. And so in the energy of oneness and the energy of divine support, stay with us. We're going to be right back. And we've got those three steps to have a pen and paper ready.
See you after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. Welcome here. Welcome to this now. We're delighted to be with you.
We really are. And we feel you and we love you and we celebrate every time we get to connect this way. Whether you're catching us live or in the archives, just feel our love and appreciation wrapped around you right now, because you're here. And your presence listening to this show means that whether you're conscious of it or not, you have already taken powerful steps toward anchoring your mastery. And we honor you and we support your journey.
Because truly, each of us has a choice, and every moment is an opportunity to choose again. So it's a divine delight that not only do we get to choose again, which means we can course correct. If we're not happy with the way things are going, hey, in the next moment, there's another choice.
Yeah.
It also means it's up to us to recommit in every moment, to re-up our commitment, to reaffirm our willingness to trust our divine natures, to move forward with clarity, even when the mind is uncertain. There is a difference between mental clarity and the clarity of divine beingness.
Ooh, love that.
And this is something that comes forward and is revealed in each person's life as you move forward. Our divine beingness is a state of connected peace from which clarity arises through the other bodies.
Now, really feel that in. Right? Just really listen to what Sri's saying here, guys.
So this peace, this divine connected peacefulness will inform your emotions, will inform your brain, and the result is clarity.
Woo! Love that. Love that. So let's get to these steps, Sri, because you're really circling it.
Well, I'm actually...
I know, you're there.
Giving you step one. So
get your pens and pencils, guys, because here's the deal. We've talked the first half of the show because we felt it was really important to share that the energies that be, the powers that be, seek to keep you in doubt, seek to keep you in fear, with the ultimate goal of eroding your trust, especially your self-trust, right? That's what matters the most, is trusting yourself, trusting your wisdom, trusting your intuition, trusting your guidance, trusting your gifts. So when we can acknowledge that, while there may still be a little bit of doubt and fear hanging around there, we get the blessing of kind of stepping into trust. So I want you to draw a circle. And imagine that that circle is the trust circle. And imagine that you've just kind of made a little puncture in it, right? Like it was looking evasive and you were like, oh my gosh, you know, trust is kind of standing over there and it's like this gelatinous glob and how do I get into it? You get into it by relaxing and saying, you know what? I deserve to trust. And so imagine you've just stepped into this trust circle. So you've just drawn this trust circle. Now, in the middle of the circle, you draw 1, 2, 3, because we're going to give you the steps that will not only anchor you in the trust circle, but that will call forward crystalline clarity.
Now, I already shared with you what actually is the first step.
So number one.
Without telling you that. In a nutshell, step one is to trust peace.
So write that down. Step one is to trust peace. Now, we have a lot to share about each one of these steps, but you want to have this trust circle with these three steps. So trust peace.
Because peace, as I was sharing earlier, is a state of beingness.
Oh, absolutely.
Peace is a state of non-reactivity. Peace is a state of non-resistance. Peace is a state of divine embrace. Peace is a state of being in communion with a greater context.
Peace is the inner smile.
You
I always call it the inner smile. It's that inner smile that can rest knowing that all is in divine order.
And that's one of the steps for cultivating step one. If step one is to trust peace, then look for your smile.
Yeah.
Because as we're able to take a breath, as we're able to let a smile come to our face, we relax into true peace.
We do. But the key is that until that smile can come to your face, carry the inner smile of your divine connection. Because remember, your body, your emotions are not the truth of who you are. So this is one of the blessings, again, of the yoga of self-ascension. It's bringing a soul-based life forward. So how do you do that? Well, guys, I hate to tell you, or maybe I'm happy to tell you. The universe is so incredibly loving, and we are so loved that right now on our planet, would you not agree? I think this would be an easy yes from everyone, that things are making it look like peace is non-existent, that people are angry, they're upset, they're polarized, they're finding camps to anchor in. And all of that is designed to stop your mastery connection. What if you can trust your inner peace, trust your inner smile, and thereby be calm when what you're witnessing around you is anger or other aggressions or things of that nature?
So I just want to pause here for a moment. Let's step back from the picture. There are a lot of folks who are hooked on different conspiracy theories, that are hooked by world events and hidden agendas.
And it's easy to be hooked. We get it.
And here's what I want to say about that. There's lots of truth in what they've uncovered.
Which is why it's easy to be hooked.
However, it's the hook
exactly
that will keep them trapped and unhappy.
Right.
It's one thing to know that people are angry, or to know that there is a hidden agenda of those that seek to divide humanity, that seek to divide you from yourself,
yes,
to separate you from your own divine empowerment.
Exactly.
The more that fear is rampant in the outer world, the more that it's absorbed into inner doubt.
So how could you possibly have clarity? And this is why you have to jump into that trust bubble and trust peace. And remember, it doesn't mean you're smiling at the events that are happening. The smile we're first talking about is that inner smile that can trust the peace. And eventually the outer smile can be a reflection of this inner knowing. So that's step number one. Now, I think before we go to any other step, Sri, we should say hi to a few more callers.
Absolutely, because we're going to jump now to line 4, and we'll say hello to Adam from California.
Namaste, Adam.
Namaste. It's great to talk to both of you.
I'm sorry, we didn't hear you.
I said namaste. It's great to connect with both of you.
Oh, and it's an honor to connect with you, my angel.
Thank you.
Hi. Much love and gratitude to both of you. I was wondering, a lot of what you're talking about is really resonating with me at this moment, as usual, and I've been going through a lot in my life with occupation, activation, a new love interest, and a little time for integration. So I've gotten a little confused about certain things, and I was just wondering if I get a mini soul reading to see if I can get some greater clarity on the situations that I'm going through at the moment.
Well, Adam, we're honored. We're really honored. And as we're using the cards of clarity this whole month, while you were speaking, it was fascinating to me, before I even had a chance to really work with the cards, the two that jumped out, and I'm just sitting here looking myself amazed at how incredibly freakishly accurate they are. It's your third and fourth chakra. Now, so let me talk to you about that. The third and fourth chakra, the solar plexus and the heart, if it's safe for you to do so, please put one hand on your solar plexus. Just, and they're telling me pinky on the belly button. So just pinky on the belly button with the thumb heading up toward the heart, one hand on the heart. And if it's safe for you to close your eyes, I'd like you to do that. And what they're saying is that your power and your heart have been misaligned. There has been a misunderstanding within your own energy field about the true use of both your heart and your power, or the word they want me to use is application, the true application of your heart and your power. And they're saying that what's more important for you right now is to take your right hand and put it on your throat, and take your left hand and put it below with the thumb on the belly button, resting down more toward your second chakra. And they're saying that it is time for you to call the creative resources of your true self and to not be afraid to bring them forward. And the reason they have your hand on your throat is because you've been withholding a truth from yourself. And you've been, I don't want to use the word afraid, but you've been concerned about revealing too much. It's almost like this, I don't want to get hurt and I don't want to, but I want, but I don't want. And so the more that you can truly, they're saying, just call forward your power, the greater and the faster you're going to be able to move through this energy that's inside of you. It's not a block. But it's also not a, it's not a cord. It's just, it's like, I love that you got through today. It's like a doubt. And so, especially going back to your solar plexus, what I really want to share with you is this, that as you feel into it, you are really ready to receive extraordinary abundance. And so how are you claiming it? Are you seeking to manifest to relieve a fear or a pain, or are you ready to release everything to allow the unfolding of your truth to come forward? And they're saying that as you let authenticity be your guide and dedicate yourself to that, that all of your attentions will align and everything will abundantly create. And that's what they want you to hear today, Adam. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much. That is explains a lot. Definitely felt the heart and the solar plexus energetically as well. It's definitely on point. I appreciate everything that you've shared with me. I think it'll help a lot.
Thank you, my angel. We love you. Many blessings.
And let's all take
love
a deep breath. And as we breathe in and we enjoy the recognition of the presence,
get those pens handy.
It brings us to
step number two.
Step two for creating clarity in our lives.
Yeah. And these, remember these steps, guys, they all work together and they really, really work.
And so this last caller really helped bring this forward too. It's about trusting love.
So put that number two, we're in our trust bubble. Number one was trust peace. Number two is about trusting love. Now that can be big. A lot of people, I actually feel a lot of our listeners right now holding their breath.
Well, yes, because love is misunderstood.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, we have the soap opera version, we have the magazine version, and then we have the
illusionary version.
We have the deeper understanding of ascended love, which is anchored in the peace of step one, and it offers us the capacity to be compassionate,
mm-hmm.
to be kind when others are cruel, to be patient when others are dancing to a delusion. You know, one of the ways that we can use love as a clarity enhancer is to trust the love to move our bodies.
Ooh, love that.
Now,
love that.
Consider for a moment, peace is very much an inner sense that could be static at times. Peace can be in motion.
Yeah.
However, it's often kind of this vessel kind of energy. Love has the capacity to radiate and to move. And so divine movement, whether, you know, when we say trust love when others have forgotten, what is one of the most wonderful ways that you can bring love forward in a relationship? Is to offer a hug to someone.
But that
to touch.
To but that has to come from a space of sincerity.
It has to. It has to be anchored in the love.
Exactly. It's a means of expression of saying, I am here, I am ready, I am open. You know, it's like, you know, it's a mutual gift.
And so this essential kindness that springs forward from trusting love will help radiate miracles into our lives.
Now, I have to stop and talk about the star practice here.
Yeah.
Because in order to radiate kindness, and especially when others are offering less than that, you know, it builds on number one, doesn't it? You know, trusting peace and being calm while others are freaking out. Well, this is trust love. Be kind when others just don't understand what kindness is or can't even find it, or for that one moment have lost their way.
Yep.
Because everyone does that. When you model that kindness back, you become not only more empowered in your own kindness, but you become the one who helps them turn and remember their own. And this is the blessing of the star practice. This is another powerful practice as part of the yoga of self-ascension. And the star practice is when we ignite our consciousness, our star consciousness, which exists actually, guys, if you take the middle finger of your right hand right now, here, we'll teach it to you really quick. Take middle finger of your right hand, touch your thumb, your right thumb, touch, release, touch, release, touch, release. Keep doing that. Energize that area, energize it, feel that energy moving. Now rest that middle finger on your third eye, the area right between your eyebrows. If it's safe to close your eyes, I want you to do that. Taking a deep breath, and on this saw exhale, we're going to lift that finger about an inch above where we are. Taking the breath, okay. Saw. Now lift that finger about an inch and a half above where it is, and you are going to lock in. You're going to feel that radiation. That is the radiation of your star consciousness. When we bring our hands in prayer position, right? So bring your hands to prayer position right now in front of your heart, and take your thumbs and actually connect with your heart. And then feel light pouring into your fingers, pouring into you, lifting up to that star consciousness area. That is a quick, easy way to trust love and to remain in kindness, even when others are not being kind. Just remember star practice, star consciousness, and you will be amazed at how quickly you can transcend.
Now, these practices, these steps, trusting peace and trusting love, and doing the appropriate actions, such as the star practice, which moves us into soul consciousness.
Exactly.
Anchors clarity in your life.
Exactly. And speaking of clarity, we have so many people waiting to speak to us. And so let's go to line five.
We're going to jump to line five. We'll say hi to Masha from Minnesota.
Namaste, beloved angel.
Namaste, namaste. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's so wonderful to hear you, and your show is amazing as usual.
Thank you, Angel. We love you.
Yeah, I love you too. I got so many questions already answered by previous callers. It's amazing how it's all resonated. But actually, I'm calling for mini soul readings because it's a lot of pieces kind of show up around me, and I'm not sure what's going on. Like, people go in crisis, people go on car accidents, and then on top of that, I'm feeling very strange. Like, sometimes I have a very bad headache. Like, 2 days I was not able to eat anything behind bananas and bagels. So I hope at the time of, this is a time of transformation for me, but it would be lovely to have a soul reading on that. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, my angel Masha. And bring your hand to your heart. And I first want to share something with you. I have not been able to eat for a week now. And one of the things, you're definitely going to want to tune into the video we're going to release this week. There is a rapid quickening on the planet right now for ascended beings that are connected with that energy. And there is actually a second wave of ascension symptoms. And this is why we're doing a second video this month to get that out there. Part of what you're describing is part of the second wave of ascension symptoms. So I just want you to relax into that and recognize that. Now, you're going to love this because I know you own the set of the Cards of Clarity. The other thing that came forward from the Cards of Clarity while I was sharing with you was the Benevolent Ones number 8, which is all about vision. And you just got to love this because all they're saying, and they're all standing around you in this beautiful circle, is that You can no longer solve this at the level of this world. It is time for you to relax and accept and go further into who you truly are and to gaze at these, everything that's happening right now from the eyes that are transcendent. And the minute you dive into that and do that, and by the way, they're showing me like a bathtub or water, give yourself, just take an hour, close the door, put on soft music, light a candle, light up some incense, wear your Rudraksha, and give yourself the gift of going into that space, and I think you're going to be absolutely blown away because you're in the middle of a major shift in your life, and by 2018, things are going to look very different next year. So I'm honored to have this moment with you. Thank you, Masha.
Thank you so much. I love you.
We love you too, honey. Namaste.
Oh,
now, blessings. You know, Sri, we have a first timer holding on. Before we go to step number three, let's squeeze in another person.
Let's do that. We're going to go to line one and say hi to Kimberly from Illinois.
First time to the show. Welcome, beloved one.
Oh, hello, Sri and Kira. Oh, it's so wonderful to hear your voice. I'm emotional. Thank you so much for responding to my email a couple weeks ago. You've already just inspired me so much, and November has been completely different, and I feel like I'm getting more unstuck. So thank you. I would love a mini soul reading.
It is our honor, and we love you, Angel, and it's so perfect you got through today, as it's always perfect for everyone that gets through. And Sri and I are sitting here trying not to, we're just containing our joy and our smile, because the card of clarity that came out for you is Self-Ascension 6, which guess what it is? It's clarity. So you gotta love it. And here's the gift. Here's what you really need to remember, that clarity comes when you're ready to accept the truth of everything and everyone, and most importantly, yourself. And all these angels around you are saying, you already know the answer to all your questions, yet it's only been self-doubt that has clouded your clarity. And it's so cute because they're pointing you now back up to that star consciousness that we just talked about. And they said, start calling more transparency into your life, commit to being radically honest with yourself, and then take that step forward into everything that's around you. And it's like I just see you getting clear, and it's like the perfect segue for us to give step three. And so thank you for getting through. We love you so much.
Thank you. I love you both. Namaste.
Namaste. And Sri, we're like sailing into that third step. And I just love how every one of our callers is like part of that energy.
Absolutely. So let's just recap. We begin by trusting peace. We expand by trusting love. And we then anchor by trusting joy.
Now write that down, because a lot of times the minute we start getting really happy in our lives, habitually, we either derail the joy, or what we refer to as partners in pain, meaning the friends we had before we woke up who don't want to wake up with us, will start saying, how dare you be happy?
We get challenged.
Right, and they do everything they can to pull you away from your happiness, which, by the way, is their job. I mean, they're playing their role perfectly. So you've got to trust joy. You've got to allow it in.
And joy is oftentimes there's an exuberance that comes from the recognition that you get to witness a revelation.
Woo-hoo!
In your life, in your experience, that the peace and the love foundationalize the possibility, the opportunity to actually see the divine energy flowing.
And it ignites creativity.
It ignites your creativity. Creation.
Absolutely.
Creation comes from the void, does it not?
And it comes when we're filled with joy.
And so as we trust our joy, it's an opportunity to stand up and tone,
woo-hoo!
To sing, to move.
Yeah, dance. Do whatever brings you joy.
To be unreasonably happy.
And to know that you deserve it.
And through those energies of trusting your peace, trusting your love, trusting your joy, clarity comes forward just all organically, automatically, because your being, your energy field is clear.
Now, you know, Sri, I just want to say, guys, we're almost out of time, and I had a wonderful, beautiful woman write, and it was forwarded to me and said, hey, it's my birthday, and I really, really, really want a soul reading, and so we really want to make sure we sneak that into you. And she says, all I really want is a soul reading, and I was really wanting to call in, but I've been busy. So what does Spirit have to say about this 33rd year of my life? Well,
ooh, 33.
Love that, beloved one. And here's what they want you to hear. It is time for you to stay in the clarity of your divine presence, to not be held back. There's a couple things around you that are trying to hold you back, to see those energies for what they are, bless those energies for what they are. And by the time you turn 34, you're going to look back at this year and say, magical. And so thank you, Angel, for asking. We wanted to sneak that in before the show ended.
Absolutely. And one more thing I want to offer from our beloved Archangel Zadkiel, as we have been affirming our trust in peace, love, and joy, that you might also want to write this down. These are the words from the angel.
Yes.
Today, I allow myself to realize that everything in my life is divinely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what I have experienced, I am grateful.
I am grateful. And if you want to learn more about that, again, shreeandkira.com, go to the Messages from the Master's Library. That came from the Divine Illuminations. Rich information there. You are the blessing. You are the master. And we are always honored in our clarity to spend this moment with you.
And so, beloved ones, as we breathe deeply with presence and embrace the clarity, we know that all is truly well. And until we have the joy of being with you again next week, may you practice that breath and that knowing in every moment.
Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.